Horror Stories Podcast. Good morning. I'm Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, the closest thing you have to a host for this podcast. This is weekly challenge number 241, where I post a topic and then challenge you to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. The topic this week was, "It seemed like a good idea at the time." Now, if you want to read along with these stories, the text for them is up at the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also the topic for the next weekly challenge, so you can think about it after you're done listening here. And after you're done listening here, your favorites, the ones that you liked, vote for them. I want to see which ones you like. That'll determine the topic of the next one after this and that. First story of the week, Craig. I think Craig is new, so welcome to the podcast, and let's hear what you've got.
What these nutbin clowns don't know is that I am close to befriending a telekinetic embodiment of Christ in the warden very near my escape. Tranny psychopath left an archipelago of revolting milky stains on my bed during recreation group. Endure this. Refocus on laundry cart. Psychiatric meds are inflicting torpidity in all of us inmates. Even the geniuses sleep. Spattered feces in the halls. Holy shit. Perverted apes must be getting ready to prey on me. I'm scared. No security on shift except nurses. Concealed in the laundry cart. I deserted Jesus and escaped. Medication time? Doctor? Dr. Yoon?
Thank you, Craig. And if you ever wonder where the midget is on his off day, well, let's just say he's at the funny farm. Come back next time, Craig. I want to hear more from this, and on this, and around this, and in this. Next up is Danny Dwyer. He's been kind of a regular recently. It's good to pick up new regulars. They make up for the ones that have vanished, and we can't find them, and it's so hard to put a voice on a milk carton talking milk cartons. That's just crazy. Next up, Danny Dwyer.
Summer, 1987. Time for our annual college rafting trip. I'm introduced to a cute girl. I just had to impress her. Grabbing the rope of a homemade swing along the river's edge, I jump from the height of a three-story building. With a drought causing the river to be unusually low that year, I miss the water, instead smashing into the rocks of the riverbank. My right leg, cleanly broken. All ligaments of my ankle, completely torn. All to impress a woman who married someone else less than 6 months later. Hey! It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Wow. Most men send flowers or take women out to dinner. Danny, trash in your leg? That should have won her over right then and there. Oh, well. Maybe I'll try it a little later. God, my knees and my ankles hurt so much from all the walking. But it's kind of working. I'm under 200 again. Sort of. Oh, well. Thank you, Danny. Next up is A.M. Early, another new regular. This is getting to be cool. It's like turnover. It's like new generations. It's like a third or fourth, or as long as this podcast has been going, a 20th generation. Then people get sick of this. I can't do a story this week. I'm not going to do a story this week. Ooh, NaNoWriMo. I'll try that. That's cool. I like it. I wonder, how many of y'all made your goals for NaNoWriMo? Will we find out from Jeffrey Haidt and his updates, or Norval Joe? I don't know. We'll find out. But first is A.M. Early.
Listen, Don said defensively, we all know this marriage isn't going to last 6 months. Kelly's response was to grab the scruff of her cousin's neck and force him out of the hotel. Will looked at the other woman who was barring his and Don's way. Don't bother calling the cops, Darla stated. They're already inside. Will looked in the ballroom and confirmed 5 important members of the law inside. As he picked up Don off the sidewalk, Will didn't question offering his services in divorce proceedings at a rehearsal dinner. He did wonder if he should have given his business card to the 2 mothers of the couple.
Aw, that's us drumming up clients. Thank you, A.M. That gives me an idea. Mwah. Oh, no. Well, got a wedding invitation and, well, oh, that would be rude. Thank you, A.M. Next up is Jeffrey Haidt from The Haidt of Podcast Fiction. No, not anymore. It's now Flying Island Press. Whee, Flying Islands. Okay. Here, and speaking of Flying Islands, in Second Life, Watermoon Breeze has moved over to connect with the 5 islands, so his flying island is in the neighborhood. And it's a pretty flying island, as opposed to a hunk of rock that used to be around a few years ago. Oh, here is Jeffrey Haidt.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Haidt with my entry into the 100-word story contest for week number 241 with the topic of "It seemed like a good idea at the time." A lot of things seem like a good idea at the time, like not recording my stories as soon as I write them so that I can get them sent in. I have a collection of them, I think 20 now, that I haven't sent in. I actually may start my own podcast with stories that I haven't sent into the 100-word stories contest. Anyway. So here's my story, and it's called At the Time. After all, what's wrong with a little D&D game? I mean, we all love it, and who wouldn't? The roll of the dice, the hit counts, the 9 grown men all with duct tape on some part of their attire. It was great until the screaming started, and the midwife sent the rest of them home. How was I to know she was a level 11 dungeon master? Now the guys say they won't play at our house anymore. But the midwife invited us to her place, so it all worked out. As you may have guessed, yes, we are having a baby today, so wish us good luck. And remember, a subscription to Flying Island Press's flagship is an excellent Christmas gift for under $10.
Hey, Jeffrey. Great story, and you remember to send it in. You know, a lot of Tom's stories that he's been sending on the feed have been ones written on weekly challenge topics that he missed out on earlier. So maybe you could send them to me during the week and I could post them up and say, hey, here's one that you may have missed. Jeffrey wrote this on a weekly challenge topic, but never got it in on time. However, through the miracle of podcasting, you can listen to it now. How does that sound? Or you can just do your own podcast, as you say. I don't know. Thanks, Jeffrey. And welcome back. And hopefully you can get all that stuff in. And if it's a matter of hours, I can delay getting this done. I could get everything done but the last story and then add you in and then post. It doesn't matter. I do my walk after I do this, and then I get back at, like, you know, I don't know, 11 in the morning, Texas time. Your call. Your call, Jeffrey. Whatever helps. And you know my email. And if you need to give me an SMS, I can give you the number to that. I could even accept singing telegrams. I haven't gotten a singing telegram in years. Oh, well. Next thing you know, my doctor will send one. You've got cancer of the lymph nodes, doo-da. Oh, sorry. All right, so next up is Tom, and he also had one earlier this week, you know, for the general feed, and here is his one for this week.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I finally won one. Wow, that's weird. Tonight's story is called A Rock and a Hard Place. When I was young, I heard about a cowboy who took off all his clothes, ran headlong into a cactus patch. Upon extraction, he was asked why on earth he did it. His reply, it seemed like a good idea at the time. Last summer, my oldest friend from high school was diagnosed with a critical heart condition. His resolution to this was a walk down the railroad tracks and waited for oncoming freight. At the wake, the family wondered why. I said, "It must have seemed like a good idea at the time." Silence ensued.
Yes, sirree. Tom won. It's actually kind of cool to see folks winning and all that. But now, is it because you people really, really, really like Tom? Or is it because more of you need to vote so that Zachman can reign triumphant week to week? I don't know. I don't know if this is effects of the ballot. More people, I think, need to vote. We need to get at least that number up in the thousands, I'd say. Actually, the poll hosting solution that I'm using, I think, can only accept 100 votes. So the first 100 are what matters. So if somebody gets to 100, it's like, hey, I win. But I will splurge for the advanced package if it turns out that more folks are using it. And it's a plug-in. For WordPress, it's a lot easier. Well, PollHost was pretty easy to use, but I was just a little concerned with, you know, the ad spam and other stuff and tracking cookies and WikiLeaks. Okay. Next up is Stephen the Nuclear Man. I know it's a little weird for him getting a little later in the podcast than he usually is, so I don't know what's up with that. Maybe he's up to something. He's plotting against us. No. And he wanted me to remind you that the music for this comes from the link that I posted in the poll, you know, in the show notes and all that. I post up people's names and you can learn more about them. So the link in the poll. But his original site, everyone who has ever sent in a link as part of the weekly challenge, their home sites are listed on the right sidebar of every page. You are immortalized over 2,000 times over, which isn't too hard because it's WordPress. It's dynamically generated. Yes, I moved from movable type to WordPress. And I know the horror addicts people are wondering, where's all your old stories? And it's like, well, you got the text of them. Just write me and I'll send you the original file. I mean, whatever. Here we go with Stephen the Nuclear Man.
I stop typing when Bob's fetid breath flows into my cubicle. Write the good idea episode. Huh? Right where his companion says it seemed like a good idea to gallivant across time and space in a telephone booth. But they miss their regular boring day job and regular boring life. Already? Bob nods. There's discontent. People are starting to want more from their lives. Time for their hero to say that regular, boring lives are important. Time for him to lie again. Exactly. Alan Z! On whose authority? A Pepper Pot's shadow slides past my door. The highest authority. The highest.
Ah, yes, the highest authority. And not the height of authority, which the height of authority would be Jeffrey Haidt. The height of authority, as this podcast goes. Oh, thank you, Stephen. By the way, I've got a confession. Okay, every time that I saw Davros, I thought of Davos, where all those, like, conferences with governments happen. I always thought that they were all talking to Davros. You know,
we will exterminate everyone and release the Daleks across the globe and maintain interest rates.
That kind of thing. And, maybe you'll show up at a TED Talk.
How I developed the casing for the Daleks and this exterminator, all it was just fire plugs and toilet plunger. Really? No, it really never was an audio sensory pod. It was a toilet plunger. That's how you do things for cheap. You know, maybe you could do that with all sorts of stuff. Why would a Ferrari cost $300,000? I could do it with a toilet plunger.
Fun stuff with toilet plungers. Today on 100 Word Stories. All right. I may have missed somebody here, so I'm going back through the notes, and let's see, who do I need to get in here? I need to get Zach Mann, don't I? All right, here we go with Zach Mann and his unbridled enthusiasm.
We thought cashing in on the snowman offsets is a good way to get rich. Hiring farmers in winter to make snowmen when they couldn't work in the fields, great idea. At least until someone discovered snowmancromancy and used the snowmen to take over the world. Okay, just the northern states and Canada. One day, the snowmen became self-aware and stopped taking orders. Snowmen put us in this igloo prison. We are hoping escape will be aided by an early spring. After escaping, we could go inside Leavenworth for our crimes, but at least we would be warm.
Oh, man. Well, this proves that Zach Mann actually listens to the podcast. We have one listener. Woo! Thank you, Zach Mann. I didn't realize that someone would actually listen to the podcast and read the Twitter account. Snowman Offsets. There you go. Zach Mann and I are going to be rich. Rich, I tell you. Thanks, Zach Mann. I'm going to make snowmans in Brazil. All right. Next up is TJ, and I think he's got two stories, not just one, two stories. So, TJ and his evil twin TJ, take it away.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where my theater group took part in a charity dodgeball fest at the college this past week, and got our asses handed to us pretty decisively, but we had a lot of fun and raised something like $800 for cancer patients in town, so yay for that. And this is Hide and Seek. On the plus side, it had quieted them down immensely. Four fussy kids packed up on a cross-country car trip quickly got on their dad's nerves, and by day three, his nerves were clinically jangled. So it's easy to see the logic of dropping them in a safe place while he and his wife stepped across the way for a quiet, sophisticated meal in an upscale restaurant. By and by, that silence became deafening. They hurried across to discover that, as it turns out, four kids playing hide-and-seek can hide themselves pretty darn well in the Museum of Natural History. Next on the agenda, don't dream it, be it.
Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Bread in the ficus. Nearly a week's worth of damp newspaper and a few half-filled spray bottles and water pistols. Rice crunching everywhere. Noisemakers scattered among discarded clothing and, perhaps most disturbingly, a black corset dangling from the chandelier. Fortescue regretted their staging a local production of Rocky Horror Picture Show as a fundraiser for the Opera House. Not to mention volunteering the Opera House. Think of the fun! Think of the irony, he'd said. Now all he could think of was the gallons of Febreze, and the priest he'd probably have to call in to exorcise it.
I'm just a sweet transvestite of from transsexual Transylvania.
Well, thank you, TJ. Two for the price of one. Which one? Oh, I think they were both by the evil twin. Because he beat you, you know, you got your ass handed to you in Celebrity Dodgeball. So, is it Celebrity Dodgeball or Charity Dodgeball? Maybe it's Celebrity Charity Dodgeball. What constitutes a celebrity in North Dakota? That's what I want to know. There are like 20 people there. So, like, you know, maybe they're all celebrities because everybody is widely known. I don't know. I don't know if that scales. If the concept scales to the number down and such. You know, like the few votes that people get that determine the, despite the hundreds of folks that listen. Okay, but at least we've got the feed working again. Everything's fine. People can listen. For a while I'm going to track stats again just to see if, you know, it turned out that, you know, it was all just spiders and bots, which a lot of them I'm sure there were. But I'm sure we'd do okay with whatever okay means, I think. Okay. So, thank you, TJ, for the fun stories. And hopefully you're getting rid of... You know what? For your charity fundraising, snowman offsets. Hmm? Okay. Next up is a story from DJ, who sent the story in via comments, as opposed to through email, which, since the comments go to email, I said, oh, I'll just drag this over into my stories folder, and boom, there we go. There's no audio, there's no visual, there's no scent involved with this. So, I'm going to hand this over to the midget, and let's see what he can come up with. DJ, here is your story.
His paws gripped the smooth vine as he squeezed through the tunnel into the temple. The priest waited at the entrance to the altar. They bobbed to each other, dewlaps inflating in mutual respect. He entered the impenetrable darkness. There was a flash. He found himself on a bony claw. Glancing back, he saw a black hooded skull in frozen panic, but it only nodded and gently flicked its hand. He spread his wings to steady himself. He had wings! Death forgotten, he launched into the air. He laughed, and a gout of flame burst from his mouth.
Thank you, DJ. Ah, yes. Ooh, it's so good being evil. Maybe that's what happens when you get hit in Celebrity Charity Dodgeball in North Dakota. The snowman hits you, okay? And then you wind up, you know, offset, sent to, you know, the bony claw, and there. I think we're bringing together quite a nice long arc narrative here. Don't you agree? All right, we've got a few more stories here, and I think Norval Joe got one in this week. Joe, otherwise known as Philip Carroll of Flying Island Press, do you have an update on how people finished off their NaNoWriMo this past month? And where are they resting? I want them all to come back all at once for Christmas, and then we can feed them into the wood chipper.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 241, with the prompt of, "It seemed like a good idea at the time." And that is the name of my story. So here we go. The wind was cool and comforting as it blew across his sweaty forehead and through his golden curls. Everyone had said as he grew, his chubby red cheeks made his face cherubic. Wings would be handy right then, as he clung to the steeple at the top of the skyscraper. People milled about, hundreds of yards below, on the street, unaware the masked crime fighter spied from above. A gang of criminals broke the window of a jewelry store, grabbed as many diamond necklaces as they could hold, and ran off. Too high above to help, Flypaper Man could only watch. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
I Ah, Flypaper Man. Ah, he's friendly. He's in your neighborhood. Just can't do much. Thank you, Norval Joe. And I guess we'll find out about NaNoWriMo just by looking it up ourselves. Having to do work with this thing. I mean, I just drag and drop and babble for half an hour, and that's where it all comes from, really. Oh, speaking of babble, here's Planet Z and his story.
It seemed like a good idea at the time. A new fuel source that was rich in energy, cheap to produce, and portable. What could possibly go wrong? The world quickly adopted it, and technology advanced by leaps and bounds. But after a while, what was marketed as a perfect solution turned out to be dangerous to the environment and increasingly expensive to produce. Still, in the face of cleaner and renewable alternatives, humans refused to give up their oil economies. War, famine, and death spread across the globe, and the few hardy survivors cursed their greedy and short-sighted ancestors.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about It Seemed Like a Good Idea at the Time, Weekly Challenge 241 on the 100 Word Stories podcast. Now, if you could not understand what people were saying in those stories, I have no idea how, because they were as clear as day to me. You can check the text of the stories in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You can also vote for your favorite stories. That way, we'll know who picks the topic for the next week. However, the topic that's coming up for this week is playing doctor. Yes, you can play doctor. Now, don't give out medical advice on this podcast. That would be a bad thing. Other than, hey, licking a chainsaw is a bad idea. Or, you should get some exercise. You know, okay, that medical advice is perfectly fine. And if you're one of these people for whom exercise is a bad idea, I wish I were you. Oh, okay, so we've got the text, got all that, got all the stories in, and all that. Thank you all for listening, and don't forget, there's going to be a story tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that. If you want to hear some of these, you know, performed live, you know, not that I ever have time to write any during the week, because Hellcember is a royal pain in the tuchus, and work is just awful. Maybe things will change. Maybe things will change. I doubt it. So, but I do those on Wednesday afternoons. My schedule is up in a calendar buried somewhere in another site on this domain. So really just go hunting, go looking. And then on the 21st, I'm doing all Christmas stories. So, that should be exciting. And I'm going to collect up, since the archives are all weird. If you do a search for Christmas and Santa, you'll find some pretty twisted stuff. And if we want to do a special Christmas episode, just let me know and come up with your craziest. So, and then I'll steal all your stories and become a bazillionaire, bazingiaire, and, like, you know, plant trees or something. So there you go. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of the weekly challenge and 100 word stories and keeping us in mind in this holiday season. Light your menorahs and have a good time. There are 3 nights left, and then there's going to be a big pile of wax on your table. See you all next week. Until then, thank you for listening as always. Can I say thank you for listening another time? Sure. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.